It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. And now here he is, the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Claus.
It's the Brian Cash Claus Show once again. Traffic is looking pretty good out there. I have like a buzzing sound in my ear. Do you have a buzzing sound too? That's all we have is a buzzing sound.
You got a buzz?
Like, describe it. How would you describe it?
Like 60 hertz, hum, and no mic.
No, I don't know.
You want to listen? Come here.
Yeah, you guys are all good. Mic's on. We sound good.
Come here. Can you?
Yeah, hold on.
Well, welcome to the show.
Anyhow, what a way to start. It's okay. This is the Brian Cash Claus Show. We're on during drive time. We're going to do a traffic report at 5:30, let you guys know what's going out there in the traffic world. We're going to go over some of the clients that are in the coupon book. We want to thank Frank's Pizza. Can you hear it? Here, listen.
Test one, two.
Huh?
That's just probably... The mic.
Can you hear it?
I can hear the hum, but you can hear yourself.
Okay. Okay.
As long as you can hear yourself.
As long as you can hear yourself.
You can talk to yourself.
You can talk to yourself. Well, that's what we got. We got a humming sound in our ears. You know, like, what? How would you describe it?
It's definitely a hum.
It's a hum.
Yeah.
Okay. We want to thank Frank's Pizza for supplying us with the food today. He supplied us. Ingrid, it's her birthday today, a friend of ours. She's going to be here about like 5:30. We're going to have food from Cafe Milano, which is going to be pizza. And he's going to have chicken parmesan.
Oh, boy.
And we're pretty excited about that. And then I'd like to talk about some of the clients that are in the coupon book. There you go. Hello?
You got it?
Yeah, you fixed it. Goodbye, hum. So what'd you do?
I worked my magic. It's a little board op trick I learned. I'll show you later.
And can you turn the volume up? Sure, that was cool. The volume.
On what?
Because I can barely hear you.
That's in you. That's on your little...
I got it right
your
here.
Your volume there.
Hell, I'll try it again.
Up? Yeah, you're blasted in here.
In here, I'm not.
It's just the volume on your headset.
What did I do? Which one's mine?
Three. Yeah. Just turn the volume up on your headset.
I'm all the way up. You can barely hear it.
You're all the way up?
Yeah.
I think you might have turned the wrong one then.
Hello. Okay.
Yeah, you're blasted in here.
Okay. Anyhow, we're trying to get this thing set up.
So what's new? It's been a week.
It's been a week.
How you been?
Good.
When do the new books come out?
October 15th.
Okay. So the ones that we had last week are good until October 15th.
Right.
Okay.
And then October 15th is the new print.
Okay.
It's pretty cool. What I wanted to do is, can you call this lady? I wanted to call her, too, actually. I meant to call her. Okay. So, you're going to help me do the show?
Sure.
All right. Very organized show here. No, that's all right. Just sit down. Let's just do it. I wanted to talk about this Blue Sake. I tell you what, they put out sushi, Thai, Asian food, Blue Sake, and they have a website, gobluesake.com. They're there at 1425 State Road 580 in Dunedin. They deliver, which is unusual for a Thai restaurant. But if you like Thai, it's located at the Subway Plaza.
I can hear you.
And the thing with them is that you know you're getting good stuff. You know, like when you have someone that cuts up fresh vegetables versus just canned vegetables.
Right.
Can you tell? Have you had, like, do you know, like, is that what the Thai thing there? I guess that's their calling card for the Thai restaurants, is that all the vegetables are cut fresh to order? Or is it just this place here?
You know, I really don't know, but I know that the food at Blue Sake is delicious.
Yeah. What they do is they cut, like, if you want, just imagine a carrot cut fresh. The beans cut fresh. Just every type of vegetable, the mushrooms cut fresh. So when you eat your food, you just know that this is all prepared that day for that meal. And that's the Blue Sake. I mean, that's their deal.
I'm getting hungry.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, it's just amazing to me. They have sushi there also. So they make that to order also.
Wow.
So, like, when you have a place that's made to order, you tend to get fresh food.
And they got a lot of variety, too, I see.
Yeah. It's sushi, Thai, Asian food, Blue Sake, www.goldbluesake.com. Their phone number is 727-216-3699. That's 727-216-3699. Blue Sake. And we're going to be having a birthday party here at 5:30. It's going to start. We have a bunch of people here outside. We're going to have a live band. We're real excited about what's about to happen in the next 15 minutes. Everybody's setting up outside over there. Oh, she got here early. Ingrid! Where's Tammy?
We got Ingrid in the house. No, Tammy?
Yeah, show her the cake. Come in, Ingrid.
Show me the money.
Yeah, you know, I can't. It's really weird. I wish I.
You're by yourself?
No, what happened was Tammy was supposed to be here with balloons and all that stuff, and she got caught in traffic. She's got balloons, she's got everything. It was going to be a surprise. There was a bunch of people were supposed to be here. Come on, sit down.
Do I have to blow up the balloons?
Yeah. Yeah, I was wanting you. I don't know, where is she? That's the menu. Come on, sit down, guys.
I canceled a lot of things to come and see you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, it just didn't... But I told you you were going to be here at 5:30.
Don't worry about it. We're here.
We're here. But you'll see there are balloons and presents and stuff. There's a cake out there. Hey, you guys, bring the cake in.
Let me ask you a question. Is there balloons?
Is it an ice cream cake and should it go in the freezer?
Yeah, actually, there's an ice cream cake out there for you.
You didn't have to. Should it go in the freezer for now?
No. Can you hear me well in your ears?
I can hear you, but not from here.
I know.
It's not plugged in again. You have a problem getting plugged in.
There you go. It's not. There's something. The headsets aren't working.
They're all plugged in. Is it not turned up?
Yeah, it's like what it is. It's very hard to hear. Oh, there you did something. You rebooted? Say something.
Yeah, you guys sound...
No, I can... I hear you, but not from here. I hear you from there.
Yeah, and I'm very, like a whisper. Okay.
You want me to talk louder?
Yeah. So, if you look at their website for the bluesake.com...
Oh, we did this last week.
Yeah, look at this. Can you want to read some of the... Can you come
Angelina,
over here?
Angelina.
Can you read
Angela.
Some of the dishes, the seafood dishes they have? Can you? Can you see? Like, read some of the stuff. Yeah, this is the blue... Let me just say who this is.
I can't even hear this.
And,
some lunch combinations. Boy, this is beautiful. Blue Sake. As a matter of fact, I know her very well, Angie. Angie's a... What a great lady. She's a buy one, get one free... I go to her at least 2-3 times a week, actually, for many, few years now, right?
Yeah.
Well, she used to be at the other place.
Yeah, she used to be at the other place.
Right.
Yeah, which is a lot nicer.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thanks.
Balloon, not balloon.
Oh, God. Oh, okay. At least I didn't have to blow it up.
Happy birthday, Angie.
Everybody see this news? This is on the internet, right?
Yes.
So I can act goofy now?
Yes.
Okay. All right. But I need this. This is not working.
I will make sure.
Again.
Tell Lola to come here a second.
Again.
This is beautiful what
Lola.
People did.
Hi, Lola.
Are we on the air right now?
Yeah, we're actually on the air.
No, you are. I'm not.
Well, but
no,
let's just do this. Oh, yeah. Let's just do the blue side.
How you doing, brother?
Sushi.
I got my boys in the other end here.
He's a good young man.
Nice.
Are you going to sing for us tonight?
I love that guy. He's great.
Is he going to sing again tonight?
And anyway.
But we know what a pro does. Like, say I can't hear right now.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm supposed to do is somehow ad-lib, and that's what a pro does.
I would do that, but can they hear this?
Listen.
Can they hear...
Maybe it's not plugged
see,
in.
Yeah, but no,
you know,
we
it
can't.
Sounds like the Verizon commercial.
Oh, I just got it.
You remember that Verizon commercial? Can you hear me now? You remember that? They made me. That kid made millions on that advertisement.
Yeah, I know.
It was really something.
It's okay. It's
so did Roxy from Progressive.
Hey, whatever worked. Oh, that's for sure.
But like you know, like what a pro would do would just like work through it, right? Maybe I'm not a pro.
Well, I would work through it, but if nobody could hear me, why should I work? I'm being weird.
I hope you people listening on the way home tonight because this is going to be a very interesting show this evening.
If you don't have any place to go, come to WTAN. We're having a birthday party.
Fingering.
But you need to bring some booze.
I had like about 15 people were supposed to show up. Easy. But I told them 5:30. So.
We're still playing?
All right, so we're just going to play through it. That's
okay.
All.
Okay, but I can't hear. Huh? Well, I can hear you, but I can't hear other
people.
Okay,
so we'll just do it like this.
Okay,
So
talk to me, Brian.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Can we play a happy birthday song?
Oh,
what do you think about that? We'll do that. Why don't we get everybody in here to sing happy birthday?
No, that's all right.
No.
Tammy.
Let him do what he wants to do. There's nothing like a happy birthday. The more the merrier.
Get everybody to come in here. We're going to sing Ingrid happy birthday.
Okay. Everybody, come in here, please. Everybody.
I love you guys for this.
Well,
I got to tell you, I love you guys for this. I really. At the bottom of my heart.
It's a thought that counts, right? You're with me on that? That we care? Oh, you can't hear me?
I can't hear you either. No,
can
I
hear
you, but not through
can
the
you
mic.
Hear me now?
Not through the thing.
You know what we're going to have to do? We're going to have to figure out like what a pro does.
We just keep talking.
All right, let's go do the menu. Read like a bunch of stuff off Blue Sake, sushi, Thai, Asian food. The phone number is 3699. And just give her like a spend like about a minute talking about.
Oh yeah, because I can tell you. Listen, it doesn't take a minute for me because I've been eating here for quite a few times, even at her old location, and I'd go in there with a coupon and boy, the soup, you get the Thai roll, you get the lunch, and the lunch to take home for like $10-$11 out the door.
Yeah, when I can't make it.
And it's healthy food.
When I can't make it, you take mine home and eat it the next day.
There you go.
So what I was saying, how they cut the vegetables fresh, do you pick up on that?
Yeah.
That everything is cut fresh, it's not canned.
I'm going to tell you something, Brian.
What is the deal with
here,
that?
I've been eating here for a few years. I mean, and Angie's great people. They do a good job, clean. The food is healthy. It's one of the best
healthy.
Foods.
It really is healthy.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thai food, Indian food. Asian food, period, is very, very healthy for you.
Right.
Because it has the vegetables, it has the sauces and the hot spices, which is very healthy for your stomach.
Playing.
So, you know.
Well, very good.
Blue Sake.
Sushi, Thai, Asian food. They have a website. We're on it right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What do you name some of the dishes they got on there, Ken?
Oh, he likes the duck.
Many.
You get the same thing
teriyaki,
all the time?
Chicken teriyaki, salmon teriyaki, Malaysian curry with shrimp and mango, apple duck curry, which is I get a lot. The duck is sensational.
That's his favorite.
Lobster Indian curry sauce, seafood.
I'm having a good time with the bologna.
And the Bangkok jumbo shrimp. That's phenomenal.
It's because it's your birthday.
And the sushi.
Everybody
they have a new sushi bar now there.
Yeah.
And... very fresh, very good.
Yeah, yes. I'm waiting for them to stop plugging
okay.
the restaurant.
Go ahead.
So we can keep talking. I can't hear you, but I can keep talking, right? dead time.
There it is.
Dead time is not good time.
Happy birthday, Ingrid.
Yeah, I have. Happy birthday to me.
Turn the lights out. Why? Ingrid, you got to make believe like your cousin Brucey.
Yeah, and what am I going to start playing? I'm going to start playing old songs.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah.
Well,
birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to my wife. Happy birthday to you.
Okay. And many
now,
more.
there's
notice, read what it says on it. Happy 29th birthday.
I know. Well, God, I'm even younger. I'm even younger.
I had to guess your age. So that's
no,
what
I know. I'm even younger than Jack Benny.
Well, no, 36, you're right.
Hey, you know, he's trying to catch up with me. Plus, but there's five candles. And I know because they're sparking like there's mercury in it. So I'm going to try and blow these out, and you're going to tell me I
make
don't
a wish
know how
though
to
first.
Blow. Oh, I got a lot. Well,
you got to hurry up because they're going. And
no,
we didn't want that stuff on
you
the cake because I'm ready
and
to
and
eat
blow
some.
Them out? You ain't going nowhere, honey.
Please, honey. 37
okay.
years. You got to
okay.
blow these
watch
out.
This.
All right,
no,
close
you
your
can't.
Eyes.
You got to.
Wow.
Oh. That'll wake you up.
Oh, it's a good thing. Oh, now I can hear me.
Oh,
it's a good thing I watched.
There it is. What was it? Wow.
You know the thing about radio. It's
same thing I did earlier. Someone tripped it again.
All right. Go ahead, Ingrid.
There you go.
Blow them out so we can have something to eat.
You're joking, right?
Somebody call the fire department. This one's out of control.
I'm always out of control. That's why I'm a lot of fun.
It's always a switch in the wrong position.
All right, but it worked. Okay,
there you go. Now it's working.
And
you know what?
Thinking,
did you make
forgot,
a wish?
Now I forgot what I wished.
You wished the radio would get fixed, and
oh,
it did.
Oh, there it go. Oh, okay.
See that?
God bless you.
The fish.
God bless you. I hope all the advertisement I did for the Saki restaurant.
Hey, Angie, we love your place. We'll be back.
Yeah, this is sponsored. This show is being sponsored by Cafe Milano, Frank's Pizza. Frank sent you a special dinner.
Frank?
Frank, he sent you, he made a dish, a dinner is out there just for you with a piece of cake, and Frank made it just for you.
And I have to go there, or he's coming here?
No, it's here. He had it delivered.
Oh, really?
Frank wanted it to be part of your birthday.
If it was delivered, it wasn't made from scratch, like he said last Wednesday.
Yeah. So isn't that nice, huh?
Okay, thank you.
Wow.
Thank you, Frank.
Now
Ella.
I got to turn it down, see?
See? Thank you, Frank. Thank you, Ella.
Is Frank on
and
the line?
And Frank's another place you have to go to because that's like that's Kenny and R's cheer bar.
There you go.
That's where we go all the
time.
So
let's talk a little bit about Frank's then.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so tell us why you like Frank's.
It's like a cheers bar. Everybody that you know is there. Not so much the customers, but everybody that works there.
I like when we walk in and we go to the bar with the granite counter. It's wide open. You got a beautiful scenery to the, it's like the woods. It's gorgeous out there.
Right,
it
so
really
you got a grand opening. He's been there. It used to be called the Galley. Now it's Frank's. And we got the first piece goes to the birthday girl.
Yes. Okay.
Tell Tammy to make some calls.
You got any cognac to go over the piece of cake?
Look
you
at
can't
that.
Drink on a, you can't
oh,
drink on a show, only
look
afterwards.
At that. 29.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Okay.
So, got some, look at that, the good luck ice cream cake. That's a big piece, too.
Mm. Bless. 65th birthday.
No.
Boy, that's like a business that's been in business for a long time.
Yeah, aren't you feeding? 65 is when you get Social Security, right?
I've been
right?
business
yeah,
for a
yeah,
long
yeah,
time.
Yeah, we got a first check today. We're going to go spend it on dinner.
There you go. Now you get Social Security. That's how that works.
Getting it for a while.
I know. Grand opening, Frank's Restaurant and Pizza. 1600 Virginia Street, Dunedin.
What is that?
I like that.
FranksPizzaPie.com, www. And he's right there on Virginia Street. And that's in between Main Street and Keene. He does free delivery. And he also has catering available. Give Frank a call at 727-216-6963. That's 216-6963.
And you can say hello to his wife, Ella, too. She's in the kitchen all the time. She's a wonderful lady, and she really knows how to make those desserts.
Right.
An eggplant is one of the best.
Well, I'm curious. You know what? Do you want to get... if you can guess what Frank made you for your birthday, you're going to win another $50 gift certificate.
Where's my first one?
No, that went to this birthday party, so don't worry about it.
That's it.
I told Brian we're even. Just get the stuff.
No.
You win on this program here. It's the thought that counts. Always remember that.
I know. If I can... He knows I like
what
his wings.
What do you think he made?
Well, he knows I like his wings, so maybe he made wings. I mean, it's nothing special.
Let's go find out. I'm going to bring it to you. You guys talk.
And that would be kind of neat. What the mystery birthday dinner for Ingrid?
I think that he
folks?
I think he made some clams that he wanted to throw out.
No, it's a bottle of Cristal champagne.
That would be nice. Boy,
wine.
We need some red wine. We really do.
I have my white wine.
No, you have
okay,
white.
Okay, so listen, folks. Red. This is sort of impromptu. You're driving in your car. You just got off work. You've been really working hard all day. Wish you could be here so you can enjoy this. The cake is great. Alcohol is not quite that much here.
Hey, listen, if you guys want to come down to WTAN and have a piece of cake, be my guest. Mm. If you know how to get here, it's on us.
I think they want
the red wine more than the cake.
Look at the happy birthday smile.
Look at this. Okay. Happy birthday, Ingrid.
Let's see if I was right. No, I wasn't right. Oh, what is that? Oh, it's mushroomy stuff.
Wow, that's clams. Okay. I was right, clams.
No, it's mushrooms.
It looks like chicken marsala.
Wow, chicken marsala was the surprise birthday for Frank's.
Oh, very good. Thank you, Frank. Thank you, Ella.
Get Frank on the phone, too.
Yeah, come on, I'd like to talk to Frank. We had a good conversation last week.
I ate the dessert before I ate the meal.
We got Ben on the phone. Ben, we'll take Ben now. Mr. Ben.
Hello.
Hey, Mr. Ben, how are you, buddy?
Good, how are you?
You got to fake it till you make it, right?
That's right.
Who's Ben?
Ben, tell us what you do and who you are.
I'm Ben Shea. I own Shea Jewelers on Main Street, 580. About a block west of Belcher, and we do everything jewelry, repairs, custom work. We buy gold and silver, everything from watch batteries to custom making designed rings, whatever it may be. I do it.
The transfer lady was supposed to come here.
Wow, that's pretty good. Yeah. What do you charge for watch batteries,
Ben?
$5.
Transfer lady, and then he said something like that.
No,
you know, that's very reasonable.
That's very reasonable.
Everybody's up to like double that, or close to double that anyway.
Yeah, most places, $10, $15. Some watch batteries cost a little bit more, but most standard sizes, I do $5. Works out pretty good. Gets people in the door.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
That's the main thing.
Give you some trust there, you know?
Sure.
Do you clean jewelry, too?
Sure we do, yeah. We do it here. We actually don't charge, you know, if you're coming in the store for something, and I can, you know, help clean your jewelry while you're here.
Wow.
Something that I do at no charge for you.
Complimentary, that's nice.
Yeah.
Do you take stuff on consignment?
Sometimes, yeah. If I think it's going to work the best for the customer, and it's something that, you know, is the right time of the year to put it in the case, or I think I have the right clientele for it, then, yeah, we can talk about putting stuff on consignment.
When you say the right time of year, is there a right time of year to buy, sell, or do jewelry? Really?
Yeah, I mean, the Christmas time of the year, you know.
Oh, holiday stuff.
The holiday season is when stuff is selling more for this business. So, and more so it really depends on the piece and the style of it, if I think it's going to fit, you know, the clientele base that I have.
Very good. I got a racing
boat.
That's
a good point, though. Think of that.
I got a racing boat. You want to take that?
Right, exactly. So that would say no to. But
yeah, I know. Most people would. It's nothing but a money pit.
Yeah.
But it's nice, you know. Anyway.
What does boat stand for? Bust out another thousand?
Yeah. Or is it the best thing is when you buy it and the day you sell it?
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
My cousin used to say that, why would you want to put that much money into something where when you get in it, you end up going nowhere?
Yeah. But have you had good luck with your boat? Or has it been a bad luck?
Yeah, no. My boat is an Outlaw 20 Corvette engine. It flies at 70 miles an hour. It's beautiful, but
great.
It's very good. I think it's good on gas. I don't have no problem. It's no worse than my six-cylinder Sea Ray I had.
Have you ever almost had an accident with it, ever?
Oh, yeah.
Because no. Boating can be dangerous.
It wasn't an accident.
No, it just the throttle stuck and smashed into a boat dock. And Progressive Insurance, I must say, is one of the best. They took care of everything.
Roxy's going to love you.
Yeah, well, I got to tell the truth. I won't do without Progressive Insurance, honestly.
You know, I have Progressive Advertisers in my book. What's her name? The girl that does the...
Roxy.
Yeah, I do the lady though.
Roxy. Oh well, I don't know. I'm talking about the one on the.
I have not
on the radio.
One complaint.
I mean,
them.
On the TV, the one you can't do without. That brings you the umbrella.
Yeah. Everybody was always discouraged and disgusted with insurance companies, but this insurance company, Progressive, for my boat, I have two old Mercedes and a truck, and they're fantastic.
Do people insure their jewelry a lot, Ben?
Yeah, not a whole lot, but I do get requests quite a bit for written appraisals that I do. So if you have a piece that you know is more expensive and you want to have it insured, you can do that a lot of times through your homeowner's insurance. But you have to have a written appraisal done, which I do.
Yeah, but you need to. It's called a rider. You have to have a rider for it.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So, I know. I used to do it years ago. Yeah.
But you're the guy that appraises it.
Yeah, so that the insurance company can accept it and they have something to go
on. And you're authorized to do that then?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Where on Main Street are you? Where on 580? Between what and what? Or near what?
I'm about a couple blocks west of Belcher. So I'm in a plaza where Hungry Howie's. There's a dive store. I'm right in between them two. I'm across from where they put in the new Walmart marketplace.
Oh, okay.
There.
Oh, okay. You're right in there.
Yeah. All right. Just west of Belcher.
Okay.
It's pretty convenient to get here.
How long have you been open?
Going on 4 years now.
But how long have you been in the business?
Over 15, yeah.
Right. You've been in, and how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm only 33.
Yeah, because you've been in the business for a long time.
Right out of high school, pretty much.
Yeah, because your brother, you really grew up in the business.
I grew up, yeah. And then,
so really, you've been in the business your whole life.
Pretty much, yeah.
Right. His brother owns, the whole family, his brother grew up in it, his father grew up in it. They really know the jewelry industry.
You're from down here?
I am, pretty much. The family's from a couple different areas, New Jersey.
Yeah, there you go. That's me, Big Frank.
Where in Jersey?
Asbury Park.
Oh, South Jersey. Well, down the shore.
Yeah, that don't count. North Jersey only counts.
But I just want to just quickly, before I forget this, because Business Auto Home, we were saying Progressive. They advertise in our magazine. I forget that girl's Flo. Flo was like...
I kept saying Roxy. I don't know why I think Roxy. I don't know. Flo.
Peter Marcus, I hope I'm pronouncing his name, he's the agent that advertises. He's at 1454 Main Street in Dunedin. He's next to the Mark Family Restaurant. And his phone number is 727-738-0777. That's 738-0777. That's Progressive. That's Peter Marcus. He's the agent, and we have a big picture of Flo in the end, next to Royal Cleaners on page 53. So there you go. So have you ever had something like, is it true that people that have safes tend to get robbed more than people that don't have safes?
I don't know that, actually. It's hard to say. I guess it depends on what kind of safe you have.
Right. How do you recommend people... say you have valuable jewelry, gold and stuff, what do you recommend how they should store it or protect it?
Have a built-in safe in the floor somewhere in the house,
the
bedroom.
I mean, the safety deposit box in the bank's probably going to be the safest way to go for you, which I know a lot of people do. But if it's going to be at your home, there's a better safe, something that someone can't walk off with, because a lot of people put the stuff in these safes that they can just pick up and, you know, these little boxes and stuff, it's not going to work. But something that has, you know, some substantial weight to it, whether, like she said, it's in the floor or hidden, you know, somewhere hidden, it's going to be good where they, you know.
And keep it out of the bedroom.
Yeah, make sure, you know, not a lot of people know that it's there. You know, the more people you know it's there, the more people talk, and, you know, that's kind of a bad thing. But yeah, something that, you know, they can't just get up and walk off with is going to be, you know, more recommended. I mean, not everybody's going to have one like I have, which is like 4,500 pounds, but... You know, if you have something that you know, is more, like I said, more substantial. They can't just, you know, make off with. That's going to be your better bet, I think.
So you take everything out for display, right? And then you put it back in the safe at nighttime, right?
Yeah, I guess we could say.
Have you ever forgot to put it in?
Maybe like a section, you know, like a one case I forgot, maybe one night or something. But
so you have.
But not all of it.
Did you do it purposely or you?
No, it'd be on accident.
By accident?
That would be on accident.
Have you ever turned around and said, did I lock the door and turn around and see if you did?
A couple times, yeah.
You were driving down the road thinking, did I lock the door?
Yeah, I think about that all the time.
You know what I mean?
But yeah, I mean, in my case, though, as long as that safe is locked, I'm really good because everything goes in, so.
Well, and you have an alarm, too, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean that's, and it goes right to the cops, so,
right.
You know, you're safe.
The door was left open, yeah.
Right.
They tried it, it would go off right away, so.
Hey, Ben, thanks for being on the show.
Hey, thank you.
I'll stop in and see you.
Because, you know, you don't only just give us information about what you do, but you also give our listeners good advice on how to do things that have to do with the jewelry industry all the time.
Yeah,
and you're like a great consultant. So if I ever was in court, I guarantee you would be my guy.
I appreciate it.
It was a $10,000 diamond, right, Ben?
That's right.
All right. Thanks, for being on the show.
We'll stop in and see you, Ben.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, Ben.
You're welcome.
Good night now.
Bye.
I'm going to do a little commercial here for Tire Auto Tech. They're on 1480 Main Street in Dunedin. They're great guys. They're right there in front of the Winn-Dixie. Their phone number is 727-734-4046. That's 727-734-4046. Tire Auto Tech. It's almost like they're like guys, they're waiting there like a pit stop. You pull up, and they're right on you. I got a flat tire. Boom. They got it all.
Can he stop there?
Really? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And yeah. Would you?
He stopped there with his truck a few times.
Tell me how the service was.
Good.
Very good. As a matter of fact, when I got my receipt, they had your name on the receipt for me.
Really?
Yeah, Brian Kloss, of course, you know.
Okay, good. Tire Auto Tech, they're right there in front of the Winn-Dixie. And they have a pick your coupon special where you get $5 off, $10, $20. Did you use the coupon?
Yeah, and also Advanced Tire on Hercules did the same thing on the end of the receipt.
They're in our coupon book. Really, dude? Yeah. Are you kidding me? Like,
no, I'll show you the receipt.
No, really.
I'll bring the receipt to you. It says discount, Brian.
Well, because of your booklet.
Really, it does say that, though.
Yeah, you should go over there and thank them, guys, because that was pretty cool.
And which one did you use? Do you remember was the... How much
the one on Hercules.
The one on Hercules. Advanced Tire.
This is different than Tire Auto Tech.
Yeah.
I wonder if Tire Auto Tech has that also.
Well,
it really says my name on the receipt.
Yeah, and if this is true...
Well, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, if this is true and I find out that you went there, give the guy, me... Frank, 10%.
No, about 20%, Frank. Big Frank.
All right, there you go.
Tire Auto Tech, 1480 Main Street, Dunedin.
We have Frank on hold as well.
Frank, this is like
unbelievable. Hey, Frank, how you doing?
Frank.
Hey, forget about it. How you doing?
We were going to give you a... Forget about it.
Hey, yo, Frankie. Hey, listen, your pasta's great. I love the way you do it. It's al dente.
Yeah,
it's wonderful.
And I'm eating it.
Happy birthday,
Ingrid.
And
thank
Big Frank,
you, honey.
Is eating it, Frank.
I love you. Yeah, and well, Kenny, he's eating more than I am, but...
Oh, she could have won $50. Now it's dollars. Before it was a gift certificate. But anyhow, she was going to win a $50 gift certificate, and was like, we had fun with it, Frank.
Cool.
What did Frank make for the birthday? And telling her, like, we didn't know. It was like a mystery dish, right?
Yeah, and then he said, well, what do you think he makes? I said, well, most of the time when I go in, because I love his wings. So I said, well, it might be wings, Not that it's a special birthday thing, but it was wings. But it wasn't, so now I'm out 50.
Kenny said clams.
Oh, Kenny said clams, yeah.
And they were going to win $50. But it was chicken. That was chicken Marcella.
I'm not worried about the 50. You take care of us all the time anyway, Frank.
Don't worry about it. This chicken Marcella is one of the best I've had in a long, long time. Honestly.
Good. I'm glad, Frank. But I made it for Ingrid.
well,
you
know.
You eat her food?
No,
We'll see you a little bit later after the show. We'll get another one.
What was that?
That was the job. We finally have someone in the room that does their job.
Oh, you're supposed to do that, yeah?
That's it.
So
you
tell
some of these.
Frank, tell Ella that we said hello.
I will.
Okay. What would you like to say about Frank's restaurant and pizzeria, Frank? What would you like to say? Why should someone order food from your restaurant?
Because the food comes from the heart. Our pizza and our food is made right from the heart.
Well, that
if
says
you don't
it right
like
there.
It, huh?
That says it right there.
I mean, that's, you know, I don't know how else to put it. All our ingredients,
you care.
Everything I care, we put into it, you know. And
I mean, that's all you got to ask. And you know, it's made fresh, it's made to order. And
it's always fresh, made to order, and it takes a little longer to make.
Well, I got to tell you, Frank, this is big, Frank, here.
And
the chicken, I'm cutting it with a fork as we speak.
I made it special for Ingrid.
That's fantastic.
I'm glad you're enjoying it,
Frank. And we never worry about waiting to get your food because your prices, I mentioned this last week, your prices for your liquor are so wonderful.
Thank you.
Right. Your happy hour prices all day long, even though it's not a happy hour advertised thing, but you can stop by, have a good drink, have a nice glass of wine. He's got white wine, red wine, all the different imported beers and everything. The prices are great. I'm not going to mention the prices because I don't know if that's legal.
You don't have to mention the prices, Ingrid.
It's not legal.
Because it's the best, and that's why I go there 3-4 times
a week. But you ever notice, like in a commercial, they don't actually drink the beer?
Oh, they're not allowed to.
Yeah, there are legal ways to do commercials for liquor.
I know.
You cannot drink it. And years ago, liquor could not even advertise, and now they are.
Well, that's why I don't advertise liquor. I'd rather drink it.
There you go. And I don't drink any more, and I don't drink any less.
No, I drink more than less.
Yeah. So Frank's Restaurant and Pizza, it's 1600 Virginia Street. It's in Dunedin. If you guys want to check out the website, it's Frank's with an S. Pizza Pies with an S .com.
Right.
So that's Frank's Pizza Pies .com. Or you can call him because he has free delivery up to 6 miles.
727-216-6963.
1600 Virginia Street. And he really helped us out tonight. Like, as always, he's like our number one supporter of the Brian Cash Claw Show. And he really wanted to be part of your birthday party.
Ingrid. Oh, that's nice.
I did. Well, yeah, unfortunately, I can't get away.
Well, that's okay. We'll come see you, Frank. Don't worry about it.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, honey.
We have a live band setting up outside that's going to sing Frank Sinatra tunes.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, I could do that.
Yeah, thank you.
Tell us what song you want to hear, Frank. Actually, let you stay on if you could. Pick a song.
I did it my way.
Can you get that? I did it my way?
Yeah, exactly. You know, Frank's
yeah, we'll get that queued up and... We're going to listen to that, and that's going to be in honor of Frank's Restaurant and, of course, the wonderful, wonderful lady, Ingrid, her wonderful 29th birthday.
Thank you so much.
But stay on the line. Here it is. You ready? Do you have it?
I'm only 35 myself.
Frank.
Yeah, I know. I'm catching up to you, Frank.
Frank, I'll be there for the lobster. I'll be there for the lobster in about an hour.
Okay, we're going to listen to this song. Don't hang up, Frank.
All right.
You need to have tequila.
So I face the final curtain, my friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, which I'm certain, I've lived a life that's full.
Hello.
I traveled east.
Yes, Frank, what can I do for you?
Every highway and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times.
There you go. That was Ingrid's birthday song. And sponsored by Frank's Pizza. and the Blue Sockie. And whoever else we want to say.
We lost Frank.
We lost Frank. Okay.
No, I'm still here.
Oh, good.
Good. Okay, Frank, the song's over.
Frank never goes away.
Frank never goes away because he makes the best pizza in town.
I hang in there as long as I can.
He does, and we have to mention it again because he uses the best cheese. What's the name of that cheese?
Grande cheese.
Grande cheese.
Nobody in town makes it.
No, really?
They just
really
don't.
They don't use it, and yep, he does.
You can just tell.
Yep.
Anyhow, Frank, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you very much.
Okay, okay. See you later,
you're
Frank.
A great man, Frank.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Frank.
Okay, we're going to go to our next caller, and we got a call in probably, but we planned on having a band here. That didn't work out. We planned on having a few more people here. Sometimes things just happen the way they happen, you know?
That's
but
it.
But we're here, and that's all that matters.
That's
you know, in life, they say if you have one true friend, right? My father used to always say that to me. That accepts you for who you are, doesn't judge you, and really is always there in your corner and is there because of the language of the heart. He said you'll be a lucky man.
Yep.
And like right now, we're here together as friends, mm-hmm, doing a radio show on your birthday.
And I have to appreciate that, Brian. That's I'm Ingrid's husband.
On a good day.
Today, right? Yeah. And I must say, really,
yeah,
it's
from the bottom
nice
of my heart,
it's
thank you
nice
so much.
It's
we actually nice flew here. We were going to go somewhere else, but I had to do this for you.
Thank you.
Because
nice
of what you do for
it was
us.
Very nice.
For a
yes
lot of people.
Thank you.
Yes. No, it was
I
nice.
I can't thank you enough.
Thank you. Okay, we got Jill on the line. What she was going to come.
We got Jill.
Jill, what
hi
happened? This
oh
is
Jill,
one
hi
of my.
Oh, Jill, you're the lady with the
transfers.
With the transfer for all uh-huh the video and all that
she
stuff.
She was going to be
that's
here now.
Me, I was going to try to make it there, but I was I was so busy with business.
Well,
oh,
there
well
you
that's
go
okay. Hey, business
that's
takes over. Hey, that listen.
Shows you how the coupon book works so good she couldn't
listen
get here.
It yep does work. It really does. I've gotten a lot of good calls from your coupon book, so I want to thank you for that.
That's
thank you
great.
That's good.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, but
yeah
Ingrid wanted to meet with you, too, because
well,
she has.
Well, I'm good. I will be in touch. I've just been busy. A lot of stuff going. You know, life takes over.
It sure does.
Every day.
Happy birthday to you. It's your
aww
birthday today, huh?
Yeah,
yes,
thank you. Yes.
We have
you're
chicken.
Welcome.
She had chicken marsala made
well,
by.
No. Well, no, actually, my husband's having chicken marsala.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you something right now, Joe. You got to get down to Frank's Pizzeria because this. I had everything there. I did not have this chicken marsala.
We've never ordered
oh
that
my
there
god,
it was very
the
good
mushrooms alone
yeah
is.
Oh boy, it sounds good.
I'm telling you, it's. I come from a New Jersey family, and they cook this stuff, you know, the best in the world. This is the same old school chicken, what do you call it?
Marsala.
Marsala, hello yeah.
Yes. Can you pass me the book?
See, if you would have made it, you would have had a piece tonight, you know?
Yeah, see?
Oh, my goodness. I missed out on that.
Yep.
Yeah, she has the Mattress Depot established in 1993, Jill. And so if you ever need a bed,
came up
or if you're on the market for a bed,
okay,
or if you just want to buy a bed and store it for later.
Yes.
Or if you want to just come and test it out, whatever.
If you're a compulsive
yeah
shopper, we hope you are. But
yeah
anyhow, this is Mattress Depot. Their phone number is 418-7579, and that's what Ingrid does. She's the bed queen.
Oh. That's the first time I've been called
and I'm
that
the bed king.
That's
okay
it.
Okay. Oh, well, anyway.
Oh.
So. Okay.
That's
well, anyway,
cool.
We've been in business since 93. 93.
No, the end of 92, 90, but 93, 93 actually. Officially
so
January.
What, Jill, how long have you been doing that?
Since the middle 90s.
So,
okay.
Wow. So who's,
the, time,
who's
yeah
been in business longer, you or Ingrid?
Me.
I don't know.
92.
It's pretty comparable.
Well, you know, we could do a little we can do a little celebration, give you a bed for a bunch
oh, yeah,
of,
we can work it. You know, I do believe in the barter system when it comes to that. You know?
Absolutely.
That is, too.
You know,
so
sometimes that works
beds,
out better
don't
for
forget,
both people.
Beds are very, very expensive in the store. Don't forget how much over. You got to pay 70% overhead. We don't have
yeah
that. We don't have
yeah
that. I own a big warehouse, you know, boom.
Well, we rent a warehouse.
Yeah,
oh,
and I'd like
great
to thank Cafe Milano Restaurant. Their most entrees are $12 and under. They're at 105 North Fort Harrison Avenue in Clearwater. And their phone number is 444-4504. A lot of fours. 844-445-4504. And they got free parking across the street. That's Cafe Milano Restaurant. They're just like a quarter mile north on Fort Harrison from Drew Street. And they're right there on Fort Harrison, 105 North Fort Harrison Avenue. And that's Cafe Milano Restaurant. And I got to tell you, they really came through for us and brought a lot of food. They heard that Ingrid was having a birthday party.
Where's their food?
They're right there. I kid you not. He goes, a birthday party? He goes, I'd love the. It's okay. A friend of yours. It's a friend of mine. That's what he said to me. He goes, I will supply you with food. He's got Italian food out there that's unbelievable. He has chicken parmesan. He has veal parmesan. He has shrimp parmesan out there.
Wow.
He has salads. Wow. He just
sounds
really
delicious.
Yeah, so,
I'm going to stop this chicken masala right now so I have room.
Yeah. So tell us what's going on with the transfer company.
Well, we do an awful lot of different types of media, whether it's audio or video, and we basically take any old media and we convert that onto either CD or DVD, and we don't send them off anywhere. We don't ship it across the country. We do it right here locally. So I know a lot of people don't like the idea of taking their only copy, their precious family films or whatever it could be, and shipping it off somewhere. So we do it here locally, and we try to be very fair and reasonable on the pricing. And in fact, we have a sliding scale, so the more you have on tapes and things along that line, we work with you on the price.
There you go, and that's good. And you're keeping people's dreams alive. You're keeping people's memorabilia alive. You're keeping the past alive. What you do is just fantastic. I mean,
thank you.
You know, I mean, you're saving history. You know what I mean? History for people's family, things that are priceless to people is what you do. You take something like that might not mean something to someone else, but that's grandma's ring that was given from grandma. That's like in jewelry. But then in video, with those stuff like that, once they're gone, they're gone.
Right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So
that's
what you do is you save the past.
Right. We save and preserve memories. And it's always so heartwarming because a lot of the times people bring things in, and most of the people that are in the films or the tapes or whatever are no longer around. So it's very sentimental to a lot of people, very heartwarming. And I hear all sorts of stories, and it just means so much to people. So it makes me feel good that I can deliver a nice, good product to somebody that will cherish this forever. So it's a wonderful business to be in. I really enjoy it.
Okay.
And the industry is, your industry is always changing because of the fact that you went from what?
Well, a long time ago, it was Super 8, 8 millimeter, 16 millimeter, and then went to videotape, and of course now it's DVD, and then with the audio portion, we even get the old reel-to-reel. Do you remember the old reel-to-reel?
Oh,
sure.
Oh, yeah.
That came out in vinyl records.
Right, to vinyl. I know. You're aging yourself, but that's okay. I do that. I do that. Hey, listen, I'm aging myself today. Here I am on AARP with Brian Cash Close.
TotalTapeServices.com. Thank you. Call 727.
Should I give you my phone number?
799-3100. That's 799-3100. Jill,
that's right.
We transfer old home reel cassettes and videos and DVDs and more. You're a Total Tape Service. We got 1 minute to go, so we got to go. So thanks, Jill, for being on the show.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Thanks,
we'll
Jill.
Be in touch, Jill.
To
bye.
All right.
Bye, Jill.
Bye-bye.
Happy birthday. Take care, everybody.
Thank you.
Go to our next caller. Is it Greg?
Bye-bye.
Greg never made it?
Who's
okay.
Greg? No. Greg fell off. We got no Greg. What happened to Greg?
Did you call him?
No, I got no Greg.
Who's Greg?
Okay, I thought Greg was going to get on.
No. I could be Greg.
You can be Greg.
I can be anybody. Like
Forget about it.
I would like to talk
about
it. I'm Big Frank. You know,
Big Frank.
Oh yeah, we want to say for the Last Supper, you have to go on to TV.
Do a commercial for my buddy at our place.
No, you have to go to on YouTube for the Last Supper. Just go YouTube and the Last Supper.
TV.
No.
Okay.
Ashbet.
Okay.
See, Big Frank doesn't know how to listen. Okay, real quick. Go YouTube and punch in The Last Supper, and you'll see Big Frank's new TV show.
That's me.
It's out there.
That's me, Big Frank. Wow. I'm here right now sitting to my buddy, right next to my buddy,
and this
Brian
is his gumada.
Yeah.
Wait, can you do a little commercial for a really good friend of mine that supported me through tough times and also our place?
Oh, our place. Oh, that's
on 580.
Oh, I've had a
we went there for the roast beef and it was really good.
No, we had a prime rib and it was very good.
Isn't that the same thing?
Nice place, very clean.
Isn't that the same thing?
Yes, let me give you the address there. So, folks, if you want the best, I mean really the best, our place, spring, summer hours, they have it.
Great breakfast.
1336 Main Street. They're located in the Nanza Plaza. 1300 block of Main Street, our place. Greg is the man.
The breakfast is great.
I just got off the phone with Greg, and he's still mad at you. So, ha.
Well, there you go. Well, I told you to give him the money, and now you're saying you forgot.
You're such a liar. You told me nothing about any money.
That's all right. Hey, Greg, we'll hook up next week.
We could do a whole show between Brian and Tammy.
That's it.
Our place, 1336 Main Street.
We have more listeners when I
Bye-bye. Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Happy birthday,
bye-bye.
Ingrid.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Ingrid.
You're listening to the Tam Talk Radio Network. From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tam Talk.